From Capital Public Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm Beth Ruyak. President Trump's State of the Union address. Rush Limbaugh received a presidential medal in the midst of it. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi tore the president's speech in half behind him when he finished. There has never been a State of the Union address so dramatic, and perhaps with an audience so clearly divided. But the question for us today is, how is that reverberating to our own daily lives? And how true is the picture that the president laid out? We're going to sample reaction from four guests. In the studio with me is Betsy Mahan. She's chair of the Sacramento County Republican Party. Hi, Betsy.
Hi.
Glad to have you back on Insight.
You.
Terry Shantz is here. He's chair of the Sacramento County Democratic Party. Hi, Terry.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. On the phone with us is Reverend Dwight Williams. He's chair of the San Joaquin County Republican Party. Hi, Reverend Williams.
Hi, how are you?
Glad to have you back with us. And Mayor Michael Tubbs is with us, too. He is the Democratic mayor of Stockton. Mayor Tubbs, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much for having me.
I want to get a quick reaction to the events last night. Betsy, let's start with you.
Certainly. Well, we had a watch party last night in Folsom with standing room only crowd, and everyone was so pleased to see our president talking about his accomplishments.
All right, Terry, on the Democratic side?
Yeah, I'll be honest. I really feel like the past 3 years have been just the worst season of Black Mirror that I've ever seen in my life. It really feels like an alternate universe that you have a president up there at times feeling more like running a game show than running a nation. It was divisive. It was, brought out the worst in our fears about what our country is about.
Reverend Williams, on the Republican side in San Joaquin County, some reaction.
I believe the president's message was very full of details and facts as it relates to his accomplishments over the last 3 years. He drew a significant contrast over the last few years in comparison with the current set of 3 years of his term, and felt like he gave tremendous statistical data which showed the significant increase as far as with economic activity, as well as lower unemployment, as well as the foreign policy successes as well. But it was a very excellent speech.
All right. And Democratic reaction from Stockton's mayor, Michael Tubbs.
Well, I'm going to push back. I don't think I'm giving a Democratic reaction. I represent everyone as mayor of the city, but I would say I think for most people, we're hoping to hear more about housing, affordability, and homelessness. I know the 1 in 2 Americans who are $500 away from an emergency and being bankrupt from that would love to hear more of an economic policy. So I think unemployment is one thing, but wages aren't paying. Then who is the economy really working for? And I think for a lot of people, we're still trying to figure out what has been the success for the 2017 Trump tax cuts and how that trickled down to Main Street. And I think, again, giving someone like Rush Limbaugh a Presidential Medal of Freedom just really speaks to the president's real agenda and who he really centers when he thinks about the American people.
All right, we're going to pick up exactly on that topic and listen to about a minute of what the president said in terms of the economy. He talked about it as a cornerstone of what he called the Great American Comeback. So let's listen, and then we'll circle around again for reaction.
This is a blue-collar boom. Real median household income is now at the highest level ever recorded. Since my election, U.S. stock markets have soared 70%, adding more than $12 trillion to our nation's wealth, transcending anything anyone believed was possible. This is a record. It is something that every country in the world is looking up to. They admire. Consumer confidence has just reached amazing new highs. All of those millions of people with 401ks and pensions are doing far better than they have ever done before, with increases of 60, 70, 80, 90, and 100% and even more.
Let me hear first from San Joaquin County. And Reverend Williams, I'll start with you.
Are people in your neighborhood, in your church, in your circle of folks in the Republican Party experiencing this high real median household income, the consumer confidence that the president talked about, and the strength in their 401ks and pensions? Can you take it to the level in your community?
Yes, I can say that, and I can say that with this sense when the key word is confidence. There is a greater sense of optimism and confidence that exists. People do feel better, and obviously when people feel better, their confidence grows, their attitudes are better as it relates to them achieving their dreams more. They may be dealing with struggles, like when California is dealing with Mayor Tubbs said about housing affordability and other type of related issues, which are really state-driven issues in many ways. The federal government can do its part, but a lot of our issues dealing with affordability issues, as we're dealing with health care-related issues, all these other issues are combined. But the optimism, the key factor, what you spoke about, Beth, dealing with confidence, is definitely up. People are more willing to start their own businesses. They're starting to be willing to go out there and get back off into the labor market. All of those things have been improved because of the beginning climates that's coming from the federal levels in Washington.
Okay, Mayor Tubbs, in the city, your citizens, again, the same question about household income, consumer confidence, and the strength in 401ks and pensions. Are you seeing this blue-collar boom?
Well, I think for anyone throughout the nation, if you were wealthy before Trump became president, you're wealthier now. And I think that's one of the true things the president said in his speech. But for regular, ordinary people, whether they're migrant field workers or Uber drivers or janitors, orderlies, people who make at or below the nation's median, they're not seeing a boom, right? I think I can't even point to a policy that this president has enacted that would have created such a boom. And I know a lot of the successes of this economy are actually a trend he's riding that started in 2008 under the previous administration. So I just take real issue with the idea that because people who are already doing well, people who have pensions and 401ks, because they're doing better, that's barometer for the health of the entire nation. It's good for them, but for the majority, vast majority of Americans are still struggling with rising health care costs, rising opioid and the medicine costs, and just really rising cost of living. And the president proposed no policies last night, or has done nothing in the last 3.5 years to really combat those issues facing blue-collar workers in Main Street.
All right, Betsy, as chair of the Sacramento County Republican Party, you just heard Reverend Williams talk about confidence and optimism, but how about real results? Are you seeing the boom in Sacramento?
Well, I think what Reverend Dwight said that needs to be repeated is that California may be different than a lot of other states in that there are a tremendous number of businesses and individuals who are leaving the state because of overregulation, because of a very poor business climate. But I want to say that leaders at the local level and the state level should be very pleased that the stock market is rising, because that could save our pension program that's terribly underfunded.
Terry, how do you see it? Terry Shantz.
Well, for workers in not just in California, but across the country, yeah, unemployment's down because they're having to work 3 to 4 jobs in order to pay their rent, in order to provide for themselves and their families. Like Mayor Tubbs said, those at the 1% are going to continue to do well. The gap and the declining middle class is having real impacts here in California. I was really touched last night by this President's State of the Union talking about economic growth. If it wasn't for California's growth, he wouldn't be able to tout the economic successes. California's economic success, companies aren't leaving California. Companies are running to California because of our market share, because of the quality of life that we're able to provide residents in our state. It's been evident from the $21 billion surplus that the state of California has this year, that the policies that the state of California has done, welcoming immigrants, expanding health care, expanding educational opportunities, has been a boom for our economy. Our tech sector alone has been a driving force for the stock market. Without that, we wouldn't see the economic gains and the stock market gains that we're seeing across the country.
You know, you and Betsy are leaders of opposing parties, whether you want to really use the word opposing, the Democrats and the Republicans, but you'd never met before this conversation, correct?
Correct.
What's going to happen after this?
We're
going to
have lunch.
We are going to have lunch. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, so let's.
I offered to pay, and she said we can go Dutch. I said that's okay.
All right, you can work that out. Yeah. I'm just glad that in that sense we built a bridge. So let's move on with our next comment from last night. We are talking about health care to illegal aliens, as the president called them. Let's listen to more of what he said.
That is what is happening in California and other states. Their systems are totally out of control, costing taxpayers vast and unaffordable amounts of money. If forcing American taxpayers to provide unlimited free health care to illegal aliens sounds fair to you, then stand with the radical left. But if you believe that we should defend American patients and American seniors, then stand with me and pass legislation to prohibit free government health care for illegal aliens.
Terry, I'm going to let you start on that one. Let's get the Democratic perspective from Sacramento County.
There is nothing radical about making sure that sick people are able to see a doctor or a healthcare provider. There is nothing radical about having a level of compassion and in a governance of a state or even in a local government that says that regardless of your immigration status, you just as much as you have a right to be protected from a fire or be protected from crime when if you need to call 911. An individual that gets sick should be able to go to a doctor. California has been able to prove by expanding medical access to undocumented individuals. Again, we continue to have economic growth because of our immigrant communities. We continue to have a healthier state because we're providing access, we're expanding access. The governor this year is proposing to expand healthcare access to seniors, undocumented seniors, which is a wonderful thing to do because these are individuals in our community that are part of our community, that have been part of our community. They get sick like anyone else, and they deserve the same access to healthcare as anyone else.
Mayor Tubbs, you're involved with a number of other mayors and cities across the state. The president said what's happening in California and other states is that the systems are totally out of control, costing taxpayers vast and unaffordable amounts of money. Is that true?
Well, again, what this president does, he distracts and conflates. So absolutely, I think everyone agrees that healthcare is too expensive. That's why we're having a robust conversation nationally about how do you provide healthcare for everyone. But the cause isn't from undocumented people. The cause is because folks like the president have allowed the insurance lobby and pharmaceuticals to really control and dominate the discussion about healthcare in this country. And then I would also say this idea that undocumented immigrants are the enemy and they're the reason why healthcare costs is just nonsensical. I think there's a deliberate ploy by the president to distract from the fact that he's not interested in protecting people with preconditions in healthcare, that he's not interested in standing up to the pharmaceutical industry, and he's not interested in standing up to the insurance lobby. So instead of proposing a solution to get everyone coverage and keep costs down, he scapegoats a group that actually also pays taxes in the form of sales tax. It's just nonsensical. And again, another example of how a wasted opportunity to really bring the country together around something we all need, healthcare, was used to divide and conquer, not proposing solutions, but propose finger-pointing that will keep people in Appalachia and throughout this nation still sick and still unable to afford the coverage they need.
Betsy, and again, Betsy Mahan is chair of the Sacramento County Republican Party. He did talk about taking on the pharmaceutical company. He did talk about legislation to lower the cost of prescription drugs. What do you think of him using the phrase illegal aliens?
Well, it's not a phrase that I use, but the difference between Democrats and Republicans is that we differentiate between legal and illegal immigrants. And this whole issue of providing health care really is a symptom of a larger issue of encouraging people, millions of people, to come to California. And when they do come here, they see that maybe there isn't employment or there isn't health care. The people who support President Trump in Sacramento County, who have come out and are now active, are working class people who struggle to pay for their health insurance, struggle to pay for their kids to go to college. And when they see people coming into this country illegally or otherwise and being given things for free that they've had to work very hard for, they're frustrated with that. And that's why they're attracted to President Trump.
And Beth, just to respond to that briefly.
Let me get to Reverend Williams real quick, because there's a Republican voice down there. Would you say the same thing, that your Republican Party in the county, Reverend Williams, is comprised of a lot of working class people?
Absolutely. I agree completely with Betsy. That is, the issue at hand really is dealing with whether or not we in California can become a magnet. We cannot take care of the Western Hemisphere of everybody coming over. First things are first. We are, of course, everybody recognizes that we are a nation of immigrants. No one is doubting that. But the idea, as Betsy alluded to, is dealing with legal versus illegal. And we cannot, I repeat, we cannot take care of everybody in the world, do it right, and still maintain economic viability. In the long run, it will not work.
All right, I will spend a little more time here on each of you responding to some of the things you've said. Go ahead. Terry Shantz is chair of the Sacramento County Democratic Party.
Yeah, I think it's important to push back on some of the things that were said, because no one's getting health care for free. And in fact, if you look at the president's policies to restrict Medicaid access, the very people that our Republican friends are saying that they're fighting for are not being able to get access because the president will not allow for continued expansion of Medicaid, which in California is Medi-Cal. The Trump administration just rejected an attempt by the state to expand Medi-Cal access through it's called the MCO tax, which would have provided millions of people in California with health care, many of them Republicans. And that rejection of that will make health care less accessible and less affordable to families. It's a false dichotomy that there is somehow we're providing a benefit to undocumented individuals that we're not providing to others. We provide health care, and California has been a leader. The Democrats have been a leader in expanding health care, expanding the ACA, making health care affordable and accessible to everyone.
Betsy, what about fact-checking this president? And I will add that PolitiFact.com has already posted a number of fact checks and will continue to fact check the speech last night. But what about some of these details where either the fact isn't correct or the nuance, the framing of it, is something that shifts enough to suit the president but may not be fully true?
Well, everyone has their own numbers, and certainly the president has been the victim of a lot of bad information being thrown at his administration as to what he's accomplishing or what he's focusing on. So everyone has their stats, and everyone uses them to their advantage. I want to look at what my life experience is, what my family's life experience is, and those people who are coming into our office to talk to us every day. We had a gentleman come in the other day, a Hispanic veteran. He came in and he said, "I'm leaving the Democrat Party. My whole motorcycle club is leaving the Democrat Party because of the impeachment process and the unfairness that they saw." So I like to look at people's personal experience or life experience, not stats. And that's what I look at to judge the president.
So just on this point, do you believe that you're...
Can I jump in on that?
Hang on, one question here, and then I'll get right to you, Mayor Tubbs. Do you believe that your taxes in California are going to pay for unlimited free health care to illegal immigrants?
I think that they certainly have access to it, and they keep expanding it to different people. I totally understand why people need to be able to go to the doctor. I'm not insensitive to that at all. But I think that people are being brought to or lured into California with the idea that they're going to be taken care of, even if they're here for opportunity. And I think most immigrants are. But then they come here and they realize that businesses are leaving here. The people who pay the taxes are leaving for Texas and other states. And our economy is going to implode. I absolutely believe that.
Mayor Tubbs, go ahead.
Well, a couple of points. Number one, whether they're given health care or not, when folks go to emergency room because they're not covered, we're all paying for it anyway. So again, it's a misnomer to say that our costs are exuberant because undocumented people get sick and are covered. It actually makes it a lot more affordable for all of us. And then number two, to the point of fact checking, I think we just all have to realize this president lied. And he lies a lot. And I think, looking at PolitiFact, most of the things he said in the State of the Union speech were not true. And I think that's very dangerous, particularly for a democracy where we can't believe on a standard set of facts. Like, everyone should not have their own numbers. You can't govern like that. We could have different solutions. But the idea that we're living in different realities is a dangerous one. I think we saw that in the impeachment proceedings, and we're seeing that it continued over the past 3 years.
So we just have...
Can I chime in for a second? I want to stay on the issue here with health care versus health access. Many people conflate the two to think health insurance and health access are the same. They are not. If you flood the system, you're going to eventually weaken the whole aspect as it relates to access. How many doctors and nurses and medical professionals are we producing per year just in California alone? Can we sustain that with a open borders type of mindset? Again, it deals with quality of care, but also access of proper care. And that, again, it's a balanced approach that needs to be done. I think we sometimes think that health insurance and health access are the same. They are not. If we don't deal with that, again, as I said before, the system is not going to be sustainable long run.
Well, I look forward to a conversation like this that can be for a full hour, but we're going to be down here to the last question I want to ask each of you, and that is whether the divide and the rancor and the separation that's happening in Washington is evident around you in where you live, where you work, the spirit of the discussion of politics. And Reverend Williams, I'm going to go back and start with you. Dwight Williams is chair of the San Joaquin County Republicans. What do you think about the divide?
Well, the divide on a whole is definitely very, very deep and very tragic in many ways. I must comment, you had mentioned earlier, Beth, about Betsy and gentleman in Sacramento County, Democratic Party, had never met. I can't say that about Mayor Tubbs. Mayor Tubbs and I actually do know each other, actually consider each other as even as friends, work together on a personal basis. So on San Joaquin County side, we try not to get involved in the personal issues. We may have differences of opinion as it relates to solutions, but we don't deal with that in any kind of personal animosity against each other, just maybe a different and philosophical approach. And I hope on a local level, as that old saying goes, that all politics is local, that common sense solutions can be found with people from good means and good intentions on both political parties can help address some of the common solutions and also address some of the concerns that people on both sides have to be able to try to find ways that we can work together. I think that'll be helpful as we move forward.
All right, Reverend Dwight Williams, thanks so much for joining us. Mayor Michael Tubbs, tell me how you see the divide. Is what's happening there happening here?
Well, as Reverend Williams mentioned, I actually appointed him to one of the most important committees in the city, the committee to see our taxpayers are being spent for public safety. And in Stockton, I have four Republicans and two Democrats on my council. So we have to govern by consensus. We have to be on the same page. But I do think what makes that possible, though, is clear alignment on values. So clear alignment on the fact that Stockton, we believe in opportunity for everyone, that in Stockton that we love, we're proud of our being the most diverse city in this country, and we are welcoming the immigrants. We don't want our cops cooperating with ICE, and we want to make sure that everyone has the opportunity to breathe clean air, drink clean water, and live in a safe neighborhood. And I think because we lead with values and this idea of being a good neighbor, we've been able to kind of, even despite ideological differences, actually govern to the point where we've seen reductions in homicides and in shootings, where we've seen our fiscal rating get up to the second most fiscally healthy city, where we see us being named the All-American City two of the last 3 years. And a lot of it's because we're really clear on values. It's not Democrat, Republican, it's American. It's about liberty and justice for everyone.
All right. Thank you, Michael Tubbs. So glad to have your time, Mr. Mayor. All right, we're going to wrap this up with about 30 seconds here in the studio. So Terry Shantz, thanks again for coming in. He is chair of the Sacramento County Democrats. What about the divide and the trickle-down impact?
I think the challenge is that there's no middle ground when Americans have been under attack every day since President Trump was elected in 2016. When LGBT Americans like myself, when women, when minorities have been under attack every day feels like election day. And every day has been a reminder about the importance of our action at the ballot box. It's not a time, there is no middle ground when the alternative is so extreme, which is why we need to go in a new direction, why we need to elect a new president in 2020.
Thanks again for your time. Glad to have you here. And Betsy, we're back around to this and a speech by the president, who is often accused of being the one who divides or sets the tone of division in this country. we're going to put that aside and just tell me about the community around you. Has it rippled across the country?
Well, it certainly has. But I think last night when people saw Speaker Pelosi rip up his speech, they realized that there's probably no chance that a Democrat-controlled Congress is ever going to work effectively with the president. But what I'm doing on the local level is making sure that I'm taking advantage of invitations from the League of Women Voters or Capital Public Radio or places where Republicans have not traditionally been heard. And I think that we need to talk about our views. I think that we need to have lunch with each other because I think that we all want to solve homelessness. We all want California to be affordable. We want jobs. We want people to have health care. I think we have the same end goals. It's just how we get there may be different.
Thank you. And this is not your first time with us on Capital Public Radio, so I appreciate
Correct.
That you do say yes, you do return. Betsy Mahan is chair of the Sacramento County Republican Party. This is the kind of discussion we need to have again and again. So again, my thanks to all of you today. And later today, U.S. senators will vote on the impeachment of President Trump. NPR's special coverage begins at 1 here in the West, and Cap Radio will carry it live. Up next, we are going to hear about Kobe Bryant's impact on Latinos from Gustavo Arellano. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, Cap Radio.